young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
In my mind,
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
So, would you go Eminem or Lil Wayne?
Can I explain why the answer is Lil Wayne?
Whoa, can you get that frog out of your throat, frog boy?
No, because it's a part of me. Can I explain why it's Lil Wayne?
Sure.
Eminem probably had a higher, what's the top of the mountain, peak? Had a higher peak.
Yeah.
But the consistency of Lil Wayne is what has carried him.
And the one thing that I would say is, he's had a lot of different versions of himself. Whereas Eminem,
he's had different versions, just not that good, though. Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers, Eminem. Yeah, it's like
it Marshall Mathers. Wasn't it Mathers?
It was Mathers.
Well, yeah. Nothing matters when he's that guy.
Minus
it's
one.
Only when he's.
But I would say
who
this.
Cares? Enjoy over here.
Yeah, I think it's Lil Wayne too. By the way.
Yeah. But, well, you're biased.
I go
minus one.
I go Eminem, and not because I'm intangible.
Well,
it's because Lil Wayne had bad things to say about Chris Bosh.
So. Oh, that's true. That is true.
So.
That's it.
Wait. He literally said, not because I'm an intangible.
Yeah.
No, the fact that
he's a Heat fan.
You can't be in this conversation if you call yourself intangible.
I'm just letting you know. That's why, though. I just want you guys to know it's not because
it was gonna happen.
It's not
anyway,
an intangible thing. I know that's where naturally everybody's going to go. No, true. This is Heat Team Petty. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Slim Shady would have said something, bet your ass I would have held receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she wearing a Jim Harbaugh jersey?
I don't know, dude.
I don't think she is.
You love this Good Morning Football. You're all over it today.
I just, like, we can't even watch ESPN anymore.
Her hair was blocking the...
It's okay.
That's a Zay Flowers.
I'm actually happy about it because that McAfee, like, his show, I don't find as visually pleasing. It's not like we're watching the show with sound on it. So I like the show. I'm good with it, except for that Kyle Brandt.
Kyle! Oh, my God.
You were saying...
Kyle again?
Yeah.
Hey, why does the guy on the left look like one of the guys, the Muppets in the balcony?
Oh, the
Leroy
old
is now
Muppets.
Watching The Herd, which is also on...
Oh, that's Greg Cassell. Doesn't he?
This is a segment we like to call Leroy Watches Television.
Wait, doesn't he look like one of the guys in the...
Yes, he looks like one of the old men from the Muppets.
Yeah.
Yes, he is an old Muppet.
You had mentioned Todd Bowles going into the break with Good Morning Football. Did you see him become a meme this yesterday?
No, what happened?
No.
You're pretty stoic. Don't show a lot of your emotion. What's the season opener like for you when you walk out of that tunnel?
It's exciting!
Okay.
You are now on video.
By the way, that was funny.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
Great.
That Todd Bowles awesome. Is having a good time, baby.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Todd Bowles is enjoying life.
Yeah.
Coaches are having fun. Mike McDaniel's admitting he talks too much.
Yeah. Coaches in Florida are having fun.
Here's the interesting thing about that. He admits he talks too much. After talking too much, he didn't just say that at the beginning. He said it at the end.
He just realized there were two. Have that, Marcos. This was Mike McDaniel realizing he was saying too many words.
Oh, damn. Sorry.
Because words for him... A lot of words, and my God, this man, he was on one yesterday, but then even realized himself, holy crap, I'm talking a lot.
I think that's what people feel, and that's why people follow, is not only do they like him, believe in his skills and ability to, you know, lead them to places they haven't been, but they also... trust it and regard it for what it is, which is true. And that's why, you know, I think everyone can feel, you know, there's, we talk a lot about Tua, and as we should, you know, he's an incredible part of this franchise, but there's a lot of players on the same trajectory. I just hog all their press conference time because I talk too long. I have questions.
Jeez, dude. There was a legit 15 seconds there where he was just interrupting himself, and the only thing he said was, Tua, big part of this franchise.
Does he, you think like they've talked to him about this? Like just no. In particular, like the PR staff is like, you could tighten it up a little, Mike.
Yeah. Nope.
I don't think
really?
So.
Really? No one said anything just because he's like, they just think he's adorable?
I would think everybody likes him. And sometimes when you like somebody, you tolerate a lot of stuff you wouldn't normally tolerate.
So you just think the PR staff is just like, nailed it again, sir?
Yep.
Did great.
They actually look forward.
And then they hand the press conference to Todd the intern. They're like, transcribe this.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. 45 minutes. Two questions. Oh, boy. Only two questions today. Why you sound like Mickey Mouse?
He was really up there like a filibuster.
Oh, boy.
Todd is 42, by the way.
Headlines. They are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, you guys can choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Again, you guys got to be tuned in tonight for Game 1 of the NFL season. If you guys are riding around, Chiefs and Ravens gets going at 8:20. It will be on our airwaves, 560 WKM. We'll also have tomorrow's game. We will have... Packers and Eagles from Brazil.
What's the time difference?
Ah, good question. I don't know.
I'll tell you right now. Time in
what Brazil. Part of Brazil too? Is it Rio? Is it Sao Paulo?
Wow, I am.
It's the part of Brazil where they say stay in the hotel.
Well, it's all
and don't Brazil. Wear green.
Well, very confused by this.
Sao Paulo is where it is.
And don't wear green. Cuz that's gang.
Yeah,
color.
Gang.
Well, they, but really?
Very strange. I'm
guessing Philly's going to be wearing white or gray?
2:11 p.m. in Brazil right now, Sao Paulo.
2:11, so it is...
It's 1 hour ahead.
It's an hour ahead.
That's strange, yeah. Right?
All
right.
Speaking of Brazil, our boy Gilbert Burns is fighting this weekend.
Oh!
He's in the main event of UFC Fight Night. Fighting what? At the Apex, though. Kind of weird.
The Apex?
Yeah. That's like their little UFC facility.
Fight
no crowd. They just do the fights. Just have it on TV. It's a little weird.
Correct me if I'm wrong. A bit of a demotion, it seems.
I don't know how that works. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's like a difference on his pay.
Yeah, because they don't get a piece of the gate.
I don't think there's a difference between him fighting the main event or if he was on the pay-per-view next week because he's not in the main event.
So check his
for him. Like if he was fighting for the belt, there's I think a difference. I believe, but
you wouldn't want Gilbert Burns on like the.
That's what I was thinking too. Strange. Why wouldn't they want him on the pay-per-view next week?
Yeah.
The pay-per-view card's okay.
Yeah,
next week.
I mean, it would be a little bit better with Gilbert Burns.
Yeah, I think it's a good fight, Gilbert Burns, Sean Brady, but main event this week. Dude. So hopefully he gets a win, and then he can watch his Dolphins win.
I know it's a smaller thing, but like even though he's on the main event, like he doesn't even like nothing because he's. I just don't understand.
Well, you don't get any bump, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
like, I think it depends. I don't know. Some guys, I think maybe they get a 5-round. Deal. It probably depends. He's been in the organization for a while, so I imagine he probably just has a set flat rate.
All right. I think you're right, though. I think he wanted to catch the Dolphin game.
Yeah, probably.
That's what it was.
He didn't want to be worrying about training. Because then Thursday night football the next week, cut day.
Come on.
You don't want to cut weight and watch a football game.
Can't do it. Smart man.
Although, maybe it takes your mind off of it. Who knows?
You're just watching.
You can cut weight while you're watching.
Yeah. Put it in the, you know, so.
Can't put a TV in the.
But now he can be a fat cat. You know, he can win the fight, then he can, you know, eat as many wings as he wants watching both games.
Love that guy.
Very nice man.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice man. Very nice man. And good luck to him this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck to him.
Main eventer.
Raiders star Devontae Adams swears he's happy in Las Vegas. He's lying.
Yeah, right. He's lying. It's at the end of it. Like, it's also in the article.
Also, you guys familiar with Bryce Hall?
The running back for
that's Breece
Hall.
Yeah, Leroy is upset right now
for the Jets. You are correct. Breece Hall does run for the Jets, but Bryce Hall, he's a TikToker.
Bryce Hall,
famous on TikTok.
Oh my god, 23.8 million followers.
Yeah, he's I think one of the most famous TikTokers.
Yeah, a fighter.
So he apparently did a thing which. You know, I don't know. This is this day and age. Everybody's got to chase clout, right?
Yeah.
So he's apparently got some certified possum holder lady as, you know, a famous TikToker. I guess that's what you have these days, right? Good for him.
All right.
But Shaquille O'Neal slid into her DMs.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know if they're married. I don't think they're married or nothing like that. But he sent her some heart emojis.
Shaq does that. Shaq shoots his shot.
Shaq shoots his shot. I believe he did this with, didn't he do that with, it wasn't Hawk to a girl. It was somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Ice Spice? I know he did it with
maybe
DM'd Ice Spice.
Yeah. It was Ice Spice.
He DM'd him.
He's Shaq.
I'm not gonna lie to you. He's Shaq.
He's Shaq.
I saw a story with him in Gilbert Arenas recently admitting that, you know, he may have had relations with Gilbert Arenas' baby mama, which resulted in the next game that there was two little boy fans who were behind the free throw line or behind the basket. Every time Gilbert Arenas shot a free throw, they would say, Shaq. And unfortunately, he said he had a very bad game that day. Shaq will shoot a shot.
Shaq just, and he didn't even say anything disrespectful. He literally sent five heart emojis to this young certified possum holder. She then texted Bryce Hall and said she didn't know who he was because she's a 22-year-old.
What?
And he says he's 52.
Oh.
So Bryce Hall then tweets this out and says, Shaq's got good taste.
Yeah, I see it now.
To which Shaq then DMs Bryce Hall, and he says, I was just going to say hi, but now I'm going to take her and your mother.
Oh! Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I believe him.
Wow.
That is...
He did put an LOL at the end, by the way.
Yeah, but, you know, damage is done. He told me you can take my mother and my girlfriend. LOL, though,
and
dude.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, that's my fellow Barry Buccaneer right there.
He's not.
No, what do you mean? He's an. I don't like that you guys do this.
No way,
Shaquille O'Neal got an actual doctorate from Barry University. It's not an honorary doctorate. He earned his degree.
No way.
Okay. Why are you saying no way?
That's an extra 4 years of school. Where does he find the time?
He literally has nothing but time. What is he doing? Man. Two games a week?
He's a DJ. He's on.
He is a DJ.
How much does he actually
DJ Diesel?
True. I don't know. Only the
big remember ones. It was a big deal when he became a cop.
It was a big deal when he became a cop. But the thing that I don't like is you guys respect that he became a cop, but you don't think that he's a real doctor.
I don't know.
And he's a real doctor.
He's not a real doctor.
He is a real doctor. It's not an honorary doctorate. He earned that doctorate.
I am also looking at
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to go walk over to Barry University.
Okay.
I'm going to get their records.
Yeah.
All right. And you're going to apologize to Shaquille O'Neal.
What's interesting is he does have Dr. Shaquille O'Neal.
I mean, of course. He's got a doctorate in education.
And
by the way, Barry University has a renowned education program where Mrs. Tobin graduated from.
Yeah,
they have a great education program. And I don't like that you guys are sitting here saying like, they gave him a doctorate like Tic Tacs.
So what happened?
What do you mean?
They're known as great educators.
Great education program.
Teachers
how to teach.
So that caveat excludes you from the learning.
Not a teacher. It was the broadcast department. What are you talking about, dude? We have these great established broadcasters here, Joy Taylor and MJ Acosta and Leanne Mudahone from Local 10 and this guy over here, the radio gas bag, he ate crow.
He ate a crow. And the guy who ate a crow one time.
He also urinated on that tree.
Okay. Wait, did you guys see his tweet?
Whose tweet?
It's that Bryce Hall.
He tweeted after the mother thing?
He put Shaq is going to be my stepdad.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
If he wants to be.
This is apparently not the first time someone has slid in his girl's DMs. Neymar, apparently. And this was a response. And Neymar slid into my girl's DMs with the whole wife and kids. Maybe he just wanted to play soccer with me by reaching out to her. But I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about Bryce Hall doing this.
I mean, how is he supposed to respond?
He got the right attitude, right? You just, like, listen. I've said this 1,000 times, right? If your girl or your man cheat on you, don't get mad at the other person.
Yeah.
Get mad at your man or your girl. They the ones who know what kind of relationship they in. So why would he be mad at his girl who other people are DMing? You with her because she's attractive.
But like, how do we feel about the idea that if even if you're a famous person, right, that any person should just screenshot what you DM them? If it's not disrespectful, if it's not like they're being abusive.
You still DM somebody who's
taken? You know what you mean, though, Shaq.
So I'm just saying, though. It's not like he's like, hey, honey buns, come sit on Dr. Shaq's lap.
But wait.
Send her some heart emojis. He's just okay. Little flirtation.
I'm sorry. What?
Wait. He put, once you go, Shaq, you never go back.
That's a good line.
Hey, wait a minute. Good. Wait a minute.
That's a good
wait,
one.
He's going.
Wait. Let's not sit here and act as if though this happened to us, we wouldn't have a problem with it.
Do you think you're...
Because you know what? If somebody did that to Big Spoon, I'd be like, so what did you do? Because that's the most important.
But would you tweet it out?
That's the most important thing.
Understood. But if she comes to you, obviously you guys laugh about it or whatever. But then would you tweet it out?
Yeah, why not? You know why?
Okay.
You know why? You know why?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't show... anything other than those other people. You see what I mean? It ain't got nothing to do with their relationship. It's like, wait a minute. These people know that I'm dating her, yet they still feel the need like they got it like that.
Schmeathen says Shaq is a cop like Tobin is a journalist. Yeah, we're both those things. So, I don't think I don't
but
get the joke.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah.
It's a good comparison.
Like I don't like you. Like, I don't know why, like, men fight with other men and women fight with other women. That ain't the problem. The problem is that the person you was with went with them or did whatever with them because they could have said no and it wouldn't have mattered.
I'm still offended by the disrespect, though.
Hmm?
It's not, oh, my girl didn't respond, so who cares? No harm, no foul. It's like, you saw that I was with her, and you still were like, let me do this.
Shaq.
So I'll slap Shaq if he did that.
So I'm going to put your business out there.
I'll slap Shaq if he did that. I'll stand on a ladder and slap Shaq.
And you know what you're going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to take the route of all the other men that got their ass kicked defending the woman.
Yeah, look, I'll do it for Gertrude. I'll do it for my girl. All you athletes that think you can do whatever you want, I'll slap you.
Oh, man. Really?
Gonna break my leapfrog, Washington.
Damn, what? How bad was traffic today?
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to a game week report brought to us by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCBS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future. Reporters, boots on the ground, they are saying that Jalen Ramsey, yet again, is not at practice today. So, I mean, they don't see all of practice, so I guess we got to wait till the official injury report that he didn't practice, but it appears Jalen Ramsey is not practicing for the second straight day, Leroy, which would probably...
I would guess he's out.
He would guess he's out.
Yeah. Especially what makes me, what suggests that to me is not that he hasn't practiced, but the fact that you have a game 4 days after this one, right? So if there was any question, I'd just hold him and try to get him ready for that second game, which you have already deemed a must win.
Statement. I did not say must win. I said it's a statement game.
Well, statement is a must win.
No. No.
What's the difference?
I wish I could pinch your cheeks.
I want to punch you in the eye.
Whoa!
What's the difference, dude? Why is it different?
A must win is a must win. Like, a must win is like, okay, backs against the wall. But
yep.
It's a statement game.
Yep.
A statement game is like, hey, this year's different.
Yeah.
Statement game.
Yeah.
This different.
But let me ask you this.
Sure.
In a statement game, you have to win.
No. Because if you lose, the statement is,
uh-oh.
Yeah. And also, if you barely win, not really a statement.
No, that's not true. It depends.
If you barely win?
If you barely win.
Let's
even
say
if
you're
the Dolphins,
by a lot.
If the Dolphins won 3-0 against the Bills, a statement game.
Oh, no. People would be in here. People would be in here.
If the Dolphins beat the Bills.
Wait. And Silly Sauce says it best. You're manipulating. You're twister of words.
Whoa.
He says, Is it a don't lose game?
No.
No way. That's different. No,
because that's different. The same as must win.
No, I'll give you that. Let me get the Dolphins schedule up. I'll give you their don't loses.
No!
No, that's different. That is different.
A don't lose is when, like, the Heat were the kings of losing the don't lose games last year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's a game you're supposed to win.
Yeah, it's a game you're supposed to win.
But it's not a must win.
Like,
but can I ask, if you beat all the teams you should beat,
yeah,
and you don't beat any of the teams that everybody says you're competing with,
right,
doesn't that slide you below those teams?
No, it's last year's schedule.
Repeat your expression.
So, if you beat all the teams that you're supposed to beat, except for one, that was the Tennessee debacle.
Yeah.
They beat every team they're supposed to beat.
Right.
And then they struggled against the teams that supposedly were either playoff teams or upper echelon teams in the league.
Yep.
Mm. Right? Doesn't that slide you just below those teams?
Yeah, which is probably where they were.
Right, but
they never made a statement.
But why are we assuming,
and
I'm not saying this is the case this year,
but
last year, why are we assuming that they should have done better when they showed that, hey, this is right where we belong?
Because you need, like, I think everybody had the expectations when they were. When
expectations
they were,
of where you want to be
and
where you are two different things.
Yeah, but that's why these journeys along the way, like, they never made their statement in their statement games.
Because they weren't good enough.
Right.
So this year, and here's when you know they make that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Because then maybe the record is 500 against playoff teams. Or maybe a 75%, or maybe a 60%. At some point, you're going to know your team's better when those games turn around.
Dade South says it well. UF was a statement game, but not necessarily a must win.
For sure.
Wait,
but it was a statement game.
Team wasn't playing against a terrible, unranked team.
It was a statement game.
Oh, no.
Statement game, rivalry game, first game with Cam Ward, that's a statement.
Yeah.
Florida's terrible.
By the way, we'll see. You know they're starting their new quarterback now.
Well, I mean, the other guy got broken into a press.
Oh, my goodness. What are you talking about? They had no choice.
Lagway, I think.
Tim Tebow could have played quarterback.
All right. So, week two.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Statement
game.
Easy.
So, I need my whiteboard for you all these labels you put on these games.
Week four, Tennessee.
Yep.
Don't lose.
Yeah, that's
don't lose.
For sure.
Don't lose. In other words, and let me say this. Since Mike McDaniel has been here.
Any TCB games?
This is since Mike McDaniel has been here.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken care of the teams that they should,
yep.
except for one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's why this is a don't lose, though.
Okay.
It's also
but they've proven they can take care of the scrubs.
TCB?
Yeah.
TCB game?
Need that.
Week five at New England. Got to go on the road.
Got to
division rival.
For sure.
We got to take care of business.
Got to take
care of business.
Come on.
TCB.
Yep. That's good.
Not a must win.
I have faith that they'll do that then because that's what they've done.
Yeah. Got to take care of business.
So. But then the next statement game won't be till week nine at Buffalo.
So both Buffalo games.
So they might play. They might get rid of Buffalo with no snow.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Damn. That's good.
But I'm telling you, like, I think this makes all sense. And I don't think you. I think you're on the outside on this.
Yeah.
People agree with me. And if you don't think that week two against the Bills is a statement game,
I don't want to hear that.
You know,
I don't.
I would say for this game,
you literally just saying it. Almost made me cuss.
I'm just saying
saying the ridiculousness of week two being a statement game almost made me cuss.
Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say.
This wait, that is perfect, Dade South. That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like salmon. I'm swimming against the Tobin current and Tobin's the bear going, waiting outside.
Classic game
to
of
catch
block block goose.
Salmon.
Yep.
That's all it is, dude.
Goodness.
I would say, see, this is a tough one to gauge because these teams, in a lot of ways, are mirror images.
You don't know how good they are.
But I would say, you know what this week is?
What's that?
It's not a statement game. It's a little under that.
Yeah.
I'd call it a tone setter.
Tone setter game.
It's a tone setter.
That's different.
So let me get this straight.
As a tone, you can only do that a couple times.
Can I say this?
Tone setter.
Everybody's talking about the Dolphins, and everybody's talking about the Jets. You think the Bills are a better team than they were last year?
With
all the losses, I think they're worse.
I would agree with you, but I can't disrespect what they have
done. I'm not disrespecting. You are
I still think they could on offense, at least, they could mince you up and like control a game if they wanted to, because they
run
have a moose quarterback. They have a great running back. They have two big tight ends. I have to see them suck to see them stuck, and that's why the statement must be made.
That's right.
That's why the statement must be made.
Closed mouths don't get fed, Leroy.
But it's a
what? Hold on.
What are you talking
don't
about?
Don't try to see. I love the way he tries to sneak stuff in there.
What?
Hold on. What did you just say?
Closed mouths don't get fed. You got to make a statement.
And what did Mike McDaniel say about energy?
Oh, you know, the best kind of energy.
Yeah, what did he say?
Like, I believe it was.
The strongest energy wave you can give off is authenticity. Write right. that down.
Mm-hmm. Write that down.
Write that down.
So, I think that's why I get so pissed off at Mike McDaniel, because I hear it from you, and now the coach talks like you.
It's just a tone setter. That's all this week is a tone setter.
That's right.
It's not a must win. If they lose, all right. You know, I'm not going to be happy about it.
It is possible.
I think the Jaguars are a decent team.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of similarities between these teams. Absolutely. A lot of similarities between these teams.
What?
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities between these teams.
Who's the guy?
Defensively.
Tony
there is.
Bocelli?
Defensively, there is. But I would say that the secondary here is a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, but are they healthy?
I would give the Russians an edge on Jacksonville.
Yep.
But I would say.
Because they can walk.
But I would say the push up the middle is a little better here.
Mm. I hope.
What?
Sealer it on up.
Woo! And they're going to be rotated, dude, because you have to understand, you got a 37-year-old and Sealer's, what, 28?
He doesn't age. He's too much of a man to age.
No. They're going to play a game in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of rotation.
Zach Sealer could play back-to-backs. That's what a man he is.
It's true.
No, that, like, football doesn't – we don't
no
play
water.
Like – we don't play with those rules. Sit.
But if he needed to, he could.
Yeah.
No, he's going to play back-to-back Thursday.
Yeah.
And they get a whole bunch of days off. So my question is, are they going to be careful with guys like the cornerback?
Jalen Ramsey. JP.
Are they going to be careful with Jalen Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to go about that? Now, or is the Odell Beckham thing 4 games or 4 weeks?
4 games.
Okay. Because the four games comes a little quicker, right? No?
It's the same. There's no buys.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
There's no buys. They have a bye week 6.
Oh, okay. Zach Sealer. B-Day Saturday?
Does he?
Look at that.
Wow.
His what now?
His B-days.
Do you think that he has, like, a, instead of a...
Was he 28?
He's 28 now, turning 29.
Okay.
You think he has, like, beef jerky candles?
Oh, yeah, right? You got to bite the fire. So I just got to bite the fire.
Haseo, I don't understand what this means. He says, McDaniel is a Tobin enabler. That's why Leroy hates him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
I don't hate Mike McDaniel. I think he's a hell of a coach.
You hate his act.
I know people like that. Like, they genuinely ramble.
Mm.
Like, you don't ramble. That's your way of getting around things. But Mike is one of those people that he tries to answer all the questions with one answer. And so he may start talking about certain aspects of the question you asked when you didn't even ask about it, because he's trying to answer all the follow-up questions.
Thanksgiving against Green Bay on the road, statement game.
I mean...
Yeah, that is a statement game.
Here.
Got to show Green Bay who's boss.
I would say...
Ruin Christmas.
Here's how the world... here's how they say if you go... 75%... No, 100% at home... 50% on the road, you end up with like a 13-4 record.
Oh.
And Mike McDaniel seems to have been very good at home.
Right.
Very good at home.
Right. So
especially early.
Huh?
Especially early.
Right.
Yeah, I did hear a joke today from Tony Baselli when he was talking to Joe. He was like, oh, you know, I wish we were facing them in December and January. I was like, oh, real funny, Tony. Real hilarious.
You know, it's hard to get mad at Tony Baselli because he's a nice dude. Yeah. He's cool.
And a giant.
And a giant.
He is a giant for sure.
Not big as Leon Searcy.
It's a giant!
Take a break. Back after this.
Write that down.
What's that?
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's time for
Jennifer,
a little Goosies.
Are you paying attention to this show?
No,
or are
Goosies.
You doing your other show, your own show?
Hmm?
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 I'm paying attention, but I'm also working on a couple things.
Oh, and guess what?
Including?
Can we just make a small suggestion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who has been interviewed on Barrett Sports, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Should probably find his way on the local newsletter.
That's interesting that you. I just now understood that you said Barrett this whole time. That's why I was so confused as to why Barry was interviewing Tobin and he decided to bring up Leroy.
Oh.
Now I understand it's Barrett.
You thought like Barry's, you know, they've never interviewed me for anything.
That's why I was like, oh, okay. But I thought it was kind. They took me over.
The only honor Barry's ever had of me is they had me throw out a first pitch one time. That's it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jamie Carrig from the athletic department.
Was it a strike?
It was great.
Was it a strike?
Right down the pipe.
Oh, how many people were at the game?
We don't have to talk about that. I saw some moms and dads.
Dude, I'm telling you what. I've never been so, like, American Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
They played Bishop Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest games in the country. And there was 2,000 people there.
That's crazy.
It's embarrassing.
We're going to, because a new high school, like, right open, like right up next to our house. And we want to go. And they've smoked the. I'm kind of surprised.
Oh, so you're a good team?
I have no idea because I don't know what
division they're in,
but they've won their first two games like 41-9 and 60-0, and they're only a 2-year old school. So the way my wife has explained it is because it's a new school,
they're in the smallest, lowest division.
No, which I don't know if that's the case. They may be, but she's explained that it can blur the lines a little bit as far as who you can recruit. So I don't know if they got a bunch of
ringers. Because you're trying to get the school filled.
I don't know.
But wow, so she's teaching you about the...
I was like, because she's like, I really want to go to it's called Joaquin Garcia. That's the name of the school. The Bulldogs.
What?
Go Bulldogs.
Joaquin
He was Garcia. Apparently a big educator, Dr. Joaquin Garcia. I don't want to speak out of turn, but he's apparently very important in the Palm Beach system.
What's their mascot?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Okay.
And
why wouldn't they be the Chihuahuas?
I don't know.
Okay.
What do you
mean by that, huh? What do you mean?
What does that mean, huh? Anyway.
That's crazy. I have a new school dominating like that?
I guess. I don't know.
I think they're 4A.
That's like in the middle, right?
And it goes all the way up to what?
Six or seven, right?
Yeah, and I think it's a population thing, right? It's like how many people are in school.
Yeah, how many people go to your school?
Gotcha.
How many people go to school? It's a beautiful school. Like they really did a nice job. It's only been open for a year.
Dillard, like, they got Dillard on there.
Because my wife goes to the, my daughter goes to the middle school. That place is a dump.
What?
It's old. They did repaint it, though, this weekend, which was
nice. Repaint it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
my
you
can
tell when they go out of their way to add, like, when they go with the trailer park heaven, like, they put trailer parks and that's classrooms.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, time to, you know.
My daughter's friend drives, we were driving them both to school.
Your daughter's friend drives?
No, I'm sorry, I was driving my daughter and her friend to their group, because they have a club 2 days a week that they go in the morning.
Right.
And she goes, oh, look, it looks less like a jail.
Okay.
Oh, look. I mean, I'm sure she's not wrong.
Anyway, we only have time for one frog boy. Give us one goosies, no goosies here today.
Okay, I even turned off the music. I was like, I don't think we have the... But you get it. Usually we have music here. For goosies or no goosies, football is back tonight!
Oh, that's goosies galore, dude!
Goosies galore.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That means at least we'll be able to watch a game until the second half, and it means something.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm still nervous.
And it's a good game. They didn't hit you with the softball.
Who you like? Who you like?
I like Ravens. I'm taking Ravens.
Ravens.
We did this.
I'm going to say this.
Huh? Yeah,
I'm going to say this.
Yep.
And it sounds weird. Ravens are excellent regular season team.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
But I'm telling you right now, if the first drive Patrick Mahomes throws a bomb to that new rookie wide receiver who runs like lightning, I'm turning off my TV and I'm giving it the finger. I'm like, I'm done.
Wow.
Nope. That's not how I wanted it to start.
Where is this game going to be? What channel?
NBC and Peacock.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Nice.
As long as it's not ESPN.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Would have been done.
Nope.
And they don't even do Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football is on ABC and ESPN.
They broadcast it everywhere, yeah. But you should be able to get it on ABC.
All right, cool.
All right, everybody. Just one more time to let you know, we got Whiskey Stars and Cigars coming on up on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You guys want to come talk some sports, enjoy a fine whiskey, and hang out with the on-air crew. All you got to do to attend, it's free. All you got to do is RSVP at WQAM.com. You get an invite and a complimentary cigar, and you guys come talk some sports with us. So 21 and over, drink responsibly, and it is Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. We will talk to you rascals on a football Friday tomorrow! LaPond Achan. Let's go to break, huh?
Write that down.
Go to break, Malik Frog Washington. We'll be back with more. Go to break there, Lou Hoppa Polite. Go to break there, Richmond Webfeet.
The strongest energy wave you can give off is authenticity. Write that down.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.